back with us. Mark Sanchez joins us. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Pretty good. Boy, you know, it's not easy to sweep a team. You know that? Giants go for a sweep today. Not simple to do.
No, absolutely not. And for these Giants, I mean, any win with the bullpen like it looked, you know, a week ago would qualify as success. But five in a row and going for six, they're really rolling right now.
What was your thought as we've talked about so much from last night? Let's get your thoughts just briefly about it. The seventh inning, the error by Crawford, and then the wheels started to turn for Gabe Kapler and the big pinch hit by Bart. Then a couple of grinded out walks, and they had to leave that young lefty in there for three batters. And I thought the Giants took advantage of that very nicely.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure you can really say enough about the job Tyler Anderson did. You know, to get through that game and to not cost the Giants or risk the Giants bullpen at all, especially with an off day tomorrow, it really gives a very nice break for them and gives everyone, you know, a chance to pitch today, which helps them go for that sweep. You're right. That was sort of the turning point where the catch by Yastrzemski to Crawford making that error, it really speaks well to how well they can bounce back in lots of these games where they've got an error like Crawford makes and they lose the lead and immediately they respond. And that's what we've seen a lot. I think they've come back from four run deficits this year where, you know, late in games, the Giants bats, I think, have been getting better, which it really speaks well for this team.
Well, Hunter Pence, he was DFA'd today. I know Gabe Kapler said he talked to him last night. You had a chance to talk to Gabe today. What were some of his reactions about Pence?
Yeah, this was a tough one for Kapler. I wouldn't say he was emotional, but his voice did waver a bit as he was talking with us. You know, Pence is very much the embodiment, I think, of what Kapler wants from his players. He's relentlessly positive. His work ethic is unmatched. Talk with Mauricio Dubon and so many teammates of his who just rave about him that when things were going poorly, Pence kept them up. And his attitude, I mean, everyone here knows it. It's infectious, and it matters for that clubhouse. This one was tough for Kapler, but at a certain point, you know, being a great teammate can't be enough. He really has not turned a corner here. And we've seen with Sandoval, we've seen with Crawford, we've seen with Belt. You know, they had early struggles, but there were peripherals that spoke well for them. Those didn't really exist for Pence. I think his exit velocity is 5 miles an hour less than it was last year, which just means that he's hitting the ball way softer than he did last year. It is tough, and it's not as ceremonious an end as I'm sure they want. But and you could tell that from Kapler. This one hurt him.
Mm. Boy, Hunter Pence gone. They did make a trade, I guess, for a player to be named later, a cash Daniel Robertson. When I saw the name, I thought of the relief pitcher. But this is an infielder, 2012 first-round pick by the Oakland Athletics when Farhan was there. He's kicked around for a few years with the Tampa Bay Rays. He was traded over to the Rays. Woe was saying with Yoelmer Sanchez gone and there's not much backup at shortstop in the actual organization. Did Kapler comment on this deal today?
He did. I also did a double check when I saw that name. It was not David Robertson, I quickly learned. Right. He's a righty who very much fits the Farhan Zaidi mold in that he can play everywhere. And usually when you say that, it's a guy who can bounce from, you know, second to third, something like that. But he can play shortstop, which they very much value. And as a righty, that is a potential, you know, down-the-road compliment for Crawford. But, yeah, he's pretty far down the hierarchy at this point just because they've got Solano and Dubon and Crawford there. But he replaces Yoelmer. He has played the outfield in the past. He can play short. He can play second. He can play third. And 2018, he had actually a very good year with the Rays and had injuries last year. And this year, his swing has not come around. So it's just one more project. It's one more Farhan Zaidi flyer in very much the mold. You know, was part of the team that drafted him originally, partly because I'm sure he likes how athletic and flexible he is. And just one more name for us to know.
This is the halfway point of the season. Giants 13-16. They're riding this winning streak now. They 3 against the Angels and 2 here. They go for their 6th sweep of Arizona, which is a big deal. Do you have a feel for this division now as we get sort of to the halfway point? And I made a big deal today about looking at all the potential wild card teams and how many losses they have. 14 seems to be the number. Giants are at 16. So give me somewhat of an assessment of the division, baseball, the wild card, where we are here. This is a good column for you at the halfway point.
I appreciate the idea there. Yeah, they're still in it, right? But through half the year, they are not knocked out. They're trending the right direction. I think Kapler has to be happy with where they are right now, even if they're a couple games under 500. No one has really separated themselves in the division other than the Dodgers. The playoff spot is still right there for the taking. Around the league, I think in the past couple weeks, we've seen the hitting catch up to the pitching, where the pitching was so far ahead to start, and not just with the Giants, but with every team, where the bats were slower, because it takes a lot of time to get that rhythm down. A 3-week camp can't really allow that to happen. But I think with the Giants and with a lot of teams, the bats have woken up, and it's a lot more fun game that they're playing this week than they're playing the last couple weeks. And, if they keep hitting, then that means that they'll stick around. I'm not exactly sure if it's a wild card team. I'm not exactly sure if what they'll do in about a week, because I think this week is gonna be largely contingent on what they do with the trade deadline, and which will obviously play a big role into the rest of the year. But they're still around, and I think that's as much as they can ask right now.
Are you a believer? If you're in it, you go for it. You never ever give up. You never do the white flag. And I am, and I say if you got a shot to make it happen, and you can add on without destroying farm systems and all that and come up, because trades today are so complicated, no one's really willing to give up too much. So you probably can make trades today because you're not going to get the moon. But if you got a shot to get into it, I say go for it. I know Farhan's got to cross that bridge by next Monday, but I say if they're in it and they've got a shot, I say you got to go for it and add something.
I don't think that Farhan's a believer in that mentality, in that I think he's always going to do what he thinks is going to get him the best value. Where we saw last year, I think he was well praised for his trade deadline work that, yeah, it pretty much mortgaged the bullpen and hurt the team. But I don't think many people saw it as a white flag, because they held on to Will Smith, they held on to Bumgarner. He sort of did work on the peripheries without really sending up the white flag for the season. I think we're probably going to be due for something like that. You can trade a Kevin Gausman who's will have good value. I think even in this crazy year, he'll have good value, and you can bring back a piece who's ready to help, or at least close to ready to help. And you can justify it by saying, we're getting Smiley back, we're getting Samardzija back, we still have a healthy or a solid rotation without this guy. Those are the types of moves that I would expect him to make. Ones that will not really kill the Giants for this year, but ones that, he can see if I can get some value out of this and help the future Giants without destroying the current Giants. That's, I think, the position they're in right now, at least.
Well, you don't want to destroy anything, but he's got to read the room. This is San Francisco, and he hasn't read the room always in some of the choices. We'll see if they work out. But you got to read the room. And if you have a good week here and you're very much in it and you're close and you're in it, and there's still the team has a good week of pitching and playing good ball and all that kind of stuff, I don't think you could just say, sorry, we're building for 2022. This is San Francisco. I think there's part of that. So we'll see if he reads the room this week. That's my point.
No, absolutely. And it reminds me a lot of last year where everyone presumed he was going to sell off everyone. And then right. in July, they caught fire and they didn't have that fire sale. You know, they made some trades, but they did not really mortgage everyone for that season. I will say that I don't think the phrase read the room really exists to Farhan Zaidi. he is going to do his own thing really at all costs because he believes in the process. He believes in what has brought him here. You know, we've seen with virtually every move. I mean, we've seen with just the hire of Gabe Kapler. If he followed Read the Room, he would not have made that move, which I'm not saying he's going to sell the team, but I am saying I think he's going to do whatever he thinks will get him the best value.
All right. Well, there's some excitement around the team with Joey Bart, so I think they owe it to the fans and everybody else to ride it if it can be done. Hey, Mark, thanks so much. As always, a great report from you. Look forward to talking to you next week. You're not going to Arizona, I take it, right?
No, I won't be good. There. You won't
Very
be there,
good.
Right?
Very good. We will talk to you next week when the Giants are down there, but have a great day.
Always a joy. Thank you, Marty.
Okay, thanks. That's Mark Sanchez, Mark W. Sanchez on Twitter. Giants pregame next right here.